Ever watched planes, circling near an airport? And wondered, what in the world are they doing? Well,
Yeah.
get ready, because today we're going deep on a deep dive into the world of airport traffic patterns. Those are the invisible highways in the sky.
Yes.
And to help us navigate, we've got excerpts from, you guessed it, airport traffic patterns.
Great source.
Pretty fascinating stuff.
Yeah, it's a good one.
So are you ready to learn how pilots, keep things safe and organized,
I am.
even when it looks like a, kind of a free-for-all from the ground?
It can look that way from the ground, but it's definitely not.
Right.
Yeah.
So, okay, first things first.
Sure.
What exactly is an airport traffic pattern?
So imagine a racetrack, but in the sky.
Okay.
It's a standardized route that planes follow around an airport.
I see.
It's a set of procedures designed to organize all the arrivals and departures.
Okay.
This way, everybody knows what to expect, which is especially crucial at smaller airports without a control tower.
So it's all about predictability.
Absolutely.
This racetrack in the sky thing, how does that actually work?
You can think of it as having five distinct legs,
Okay.
each with its own
All
purpose.
right.
It all starts with the climb. A plane takes off, ascends into the wind, gaining altitude until it reaches about 1,000 feet above the ground.
Okay.
And that's what's called the upwind leg, right?
Upwind leg.
Yeah,
Seems intuitive.
it is.
Use the wind for list.
Yeah, exactly. And from there, the pilot will make a 90-degree turn onto the crosswind leg,
Okay.
flying perpendicular to the runway.
Gotcha.
Then another 90-degree turn brings them onto the downwind leg.
Hold on. Downwind.
Yeah.
That sounds a little counterintuitive.
It does.
Wouldn't you want to be heading towards the runway for landing?
Right. And that's where it gets interesting.
Okay.
The downwind leg actually serves several purposes.
Okay.
It gives pilots time to assess wind conditions, and the overall situation,
I see.
to listen for other aircraft on the radio and prepare for that crucial turn onto the base leg.
Ah, so it's kind of a holding pattern,
It is.
a chance to get your ducks in a row
Exactly.
before committing to the landing.
Yeah, it's a chance to double check everything,
Yeah, huh?
make sure they're spaced appropriately from other aircraft,
Yeah.
and get ready for that final approach,
Okay, so downwind, then another turn onto base leg.
which positions them for final approach, one last 90-degree turn,
Got it.
and they're lined up perfectly with the runway, ready to touch down.
A very geometric dance in the sky.
It is.
I noticed our source mentions that most patterns involve left turns. Is there a particular reason for that?
Historically, it's because most pilots sit on the left side of the cockpit,
Hmm.
giving them better visibility during those left turns.
Ah, that makes sense. But I guess that means there are some exceptions to that.
There are.
Okay.
You got it. Some airports actually use right-hand patterns,
Right.
and this could be due to terrain,
Hmm.
trying to minimize noise for nearby residents or other factors specific to that airport.
Gotcha.
Pilots can find all this information on special airport charts.
So it's kind of like knowing which side of the road to travel on.
It is, yeah.
But for planes, crucial information.
Absolutely.
Now, how do pilots get into and out of this pattern?
You can think about it like merging onto and exiting a highway.
Okay.
When you're approaching an uncontrolled airport,
Yeah.
a pilot will typically join the pattern at a 45-degree angle to the downwind leg, smoothly integrating into the flow of traffic.
And when it's time to leave.
They'll either climb straight out after takeoff or after landing. They'll make a 45-degree turn away from the airport once they're about 500 feet above the ground.
Okay.
And just like with highway exits, there are specific departure procedures for each airport,
Gotcha.
ensuring that everything stays organized.
This is all starting to make a lot of sense.
Good.
But I'm picturing all these planes maneuvering around each other, especially at those uncontrolled airports.
Yes.
And it makes me wonder, how do they avoid collisions?
That's where clear communication becomes absolutely essential.
Okay.
In these situations, pilots rely heavily on something called CTAF.
CTAF,
Yeah,
yeah.
okay, got it. What is that?
Some kind of super secret pilot language.
Not exactly secret,
Okay.
but definitely crucial.
Okay.
It's a radio frequency that all pilots at non-towered airports use to announce their position,
Oh.
their altitude, and their intentions.
Got it.
It's like a constant chatter
Yeah.
of Cessna 123 entering downwind, Piper Cub departing runway 27. It's really creating a shared awareness
Yeah.
of everyone's whereabouts.
So it's almost like a mental map where everyone's contributing.
It is.
Yeah, helping to avoid those potential close calls.
Exactly. And even at airports with control towers, pilots will still be instructed to follow the traffic pattern, or they will receive specific directions within it.
So it's like having a referee on the field, but the players still need to call out their plays.
They do.
Now, with all this structure, I'm guessing there's still a need for some flexibility, right?
There is.
What happens if a sudden gust of wind hits or, multiple planes are converging at the same time?
You're absolutely right, and that's where pilot training and judgment come in. They can adjust the pattern as needed, extend the downwind leg, delay their turn onto base,
I see.
all to maintain safe separation from other aircraft.
So it's like defensive driving, but in the sky.
You could say that, yeah. Constant vigilance,
Right.
visual scanning for other aircraft, and clear communication are crucial. Every situation is unique.
Right. Always staying alert. Now, before we wrap up, we should probably mention those touch-and-go landings that our source material talked about.
Ah, yes.
What are those about?
Yeah, a classic training maneuver.
Okay.
Basically, the pilot flies the entire pattern,
Uh-huh.
touches down on the runway briefly,
Hmm.
and then takes off again without coming to a full stop.
Okay.
It's a fantastic way to practice those landings and takeoffs,
Yeah.
refining those skills.
If that's what's happened, I've seen planes doing that and always wondered. It all makes so much more sense now.
It's fascinating, isn't it?
It is.
To see how all these elements, the pattern, the communication, the pilot skill,
Yeah.
all come together to create this intricate dance in the sky.
Absolutely. Next time I'm at an airport, I'll be picturing those invisible racetracks, all the communication happening,
Yeah.
and the pilots skillfully navigating it all. It really makes you appreciate the complexity and the precision involved.
It really does, and it makes you think, what other systems rely on these kinds of invisible patterns and constant communication to function seamlessly?
That's something to ponder. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. Until next time, 30 Sec 8.